Welcome to the Social Media Church podcast. I'm Neil Smith. I am the chief strategist of social media and innovation for Dunham & Company. And so I'm so excited about today's podcast. I've got a special guest with me, Chad Huggins from Christian Vision. Chad, thanks for joining us on the podcast today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So we're going to be talking about messenger bots, which I have been geeking out over for a couple of months since going to F8. And I shared here on the podcast that when it comes to things that Facebook is prioritizing, messenger bots is at the top of their list. And so if it's at the top of their list, it should be at the top of our list. But it kind of freaks a lot of people out when I start talking about bots. Right. Just using that word is like, are we talking about Jetsons kind of stuff here? And I think The reality is yeah, we kind of are. But before we get into messenger bots and head down that path, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, so I'm the marketing and the content manager for Christian Vision, or CV North America. CV is a global, fully funded nonprofit. Our mission is to introduce the gospel to 1 billion people and encourage them to become true followers of Jesus. So, in North America, primarily, we're doing CV outreach, cvoutreach.com. We resource churches of all sizes with a few different programs. And like you, we're kind of in this unique position where we kind of get to experiment with some of these new tools and stuff. We do some 360 video, messenger bots. We're experimenting with that, trying to find what are the most effective ways to help churches connect with people, basically.
I love it. So if you could share a little bit more about CV Outreach. It's one of my favorite points, and I can take there's no arrogance in this because you guys have taken it so far, but one of the greatest pride things that I have maybe in my ministry career was having launched or built Searchable Church, which was a great idea, but I executed it terribly. And so I feel like I had a good idea that we were able to help a couple dozen churches around Google for nonprofits, but you guys kind of took it and now have run with it, helping hundreds of churches. Yeah. It's like, so I look at like where it's gone, since you guys really took the reins on it, and there's so much pride that I have for what God's doing through it and gotten to be a part of that from the beginning and now seeing where it's going. But talk a little bit about CV Outreach and what you've done with that and what you're doing.
Yeah, man, we should call you the godfather of CV Outreach, the original Don.
I'm changing my LinkedIn profile right now as we speak.
I vividly remember we were kind of toying with this idea and we were Googling around and we came across searchable.church and we were like, oh, man, somebody's doing this. They're owning this space. Social media, I mean, Searchable Church, if anybody is familiar, is something that you guys did, which is to help churches access and leverage the Google AdWords grant, which awards 501c3s up to $10,000 a month in-kind advertising. And so you graciously let us sort of take over Searchable Church. We did change the name to CV Outreach just to connect the dots for everybody there. So CV Outreach, if you're a church, if you're a 501c3, we can help you access and leverage this AdWords grant that is available to anybody that's a 501c3. And $10,000 a month. I want to qualify that. That is in-kind advertising grant money. It's not real money. No money changes hands. But basically, the cool thing about that is not the $10,000. The cool thing is that when you put that money to work, and you start trying to drive targeted people, it equates to a lot of new, unique visitors coming to church websites. We've got, I think today we're at like 240 churches that we're doing this for. And that comes down to when you add it all up, I mean, we're talking about like over 1 million unique visitors every month going to church websites. And I want to emphasize too, it doesn't matter how big your church is, doesn't matter where your church is, how many people are on the staff, anything like that. We want to connect people to your church website. And the ultimate goal is to get them there, introduce them to the gospel, and give them the opportunity to respond directly to somebody on your pastoral staff. And that's where we get all sorts of amazing anecdotes of people with all sorts of different questions, issues, things they want to talk to a pastor about. And the cool thing for churches is they get to do that. It's literally as easy as they start getting emails from people, and you just, you know, they can respond to emails and start counseling people, start discipling people from all over the country. So it's been really cool, and we've kind of been blown away at the impact from our vantage point. The aggregate impact is mind blowing. But yeah, individual churches, if you want to hop on board, you could expect 3,000 to 5,000 unique visitors a month. And yeah, we do everything we can to manage the $10,000 a month ad campaigns. We do all that for you. We have development of people that set up landing pages on your website. We really try to do everything that we can to make it as easy as possible for churches. And the big thing to emphasize too is this is all free. So we do it for no cost. There is no catch. There's no weird scheme we're after. We're literally, our goal is to introduce people to the gospel, and this is one of the ways we do that.
I love it. I want to and we'll talk more about what you do, and this isn't the first time on the podcast we've talked about it, because we love what you're doing. I mean, one, I love the vision of sharing the gospel with 1 billion people. I mean, that, you've got the second coolest job in the world, because I think I have the coolest job in the world.
Yeah, but I've thought about it. I was like, man, Nils, I love my job. I was like, Nils may have me beat.
I don't know. We're close. We're fighting for one of the most fun jobs, getting to share the gospel, do ministry, and innovate around new technologies. So here's kind of the history of how I got involved. So probably 3.5 years ago, when Google opened up this grant to churches at Community Bible Church, we were one of the first churches to jump in on that. And I remember thinking, is this real? Like, is this really how it drove onlinechurch.com? Like, the majority of our attendance came from that Google grant that we didn't pay anything for. So I started telling churches, guys, $10,000 a month of free ads. They're not giving you a check, but they're giving you an asset that's worth $10,000 every month. Use it. And so many churches are like, that's great, but it's too complicated. And the reality is they were right. It isn't easy. It is complicated. So that's where I created a business to run it. I was charging $250 to $500 a month to run this for churches. And that honestly just barely broke even because it is costly. You know, you've got to pay people that are Google AdWords certified and know this. Yeah. Here's the deal. When you guys took it over, you took what I was doing. And even then, the churches that I was serving were like, man, what a great value. We're getting $10,000 worth of value for $250 to $500 a month. Yeah. You guys are saying, we're going to do it for free, and you're doing it better than I ever did it. And so I really, like, I genuinely get so pumped about it. And it's one of those things that churches will often feel like, or people will feel like, it's free. It's really, there's got to be a catch. There is legitimately no catch other than CV wants to share the gospel with 1 billion people and wants to partner with your church to do it and spend Google's money in the process.
Yeah. I guess if there is a catch, it would be that we need you, the pastors we're doing this for, to respond to these people. Because just to give you a little backstory on CV, historically, we've done a lot of what we would call this, like, direct online evangelism. And historically, we used to have tons of landing pages that we owned, different domains, and we would pay for a ton of PPC stuff and drive people to these landing pages in a very similar way. And then people, when they responded, our team here would be the ones talking to them and counseling them and discipling them and stuff. The thing with that, and it was fine, but there are a few problems. One is that it's not scalable. Like, we will never have enough people in the office to be able to interact with everybody online. Two is that ideally at some point in those relationships, you would ultimately hand them off to a church and encourage them to go to a church. And so this, one of the very simple big ideas with CV Outreach was, well, let's not be the middleman anymore. Yeah. Let's connect people directly with pastors. So strategically there is some strategy behind why we're doing this, but yeah, there's no catch to why it's free. We're just very fortunate to be in a unique position to do this.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. There's so many challenges I want to give to pastors around that, but I don't feel like they need a challenge. Just go sign up and get going and start reaching people, partner with CV. And I would love to see that number of 1 million, grow to 2 million monthly, or wherever that can go. there's seemingly no limits, and Google doesn't seem like they're going to slow down this offer anytime soon. And I'm actually hearing about more ministries who are getting the Google Grants Pro. They're being advanced as they spend up the money to that $40,000 a month. So it could actually grow beyond $10,000 a month if you use it. So it's, there's so many elements to it, and you guys are continuing to innovate. And that's where you and I connected about Messenger bots. I think I messaged you through the CV Outreach page, and I got a bot, and I was like, I've got to know how you did this. I'd just been hearing about them at Facebook. Let's talk first. What is a messenger bot? What is it, just philosophically?
Yeah, so I was thinking of how futuristic it seems, like, you know, talking to a robot or whatever, but essentially what it is you can program, and it does take work and a little forethought and kind of planning, but you can guide people through an automated, it can seem like a conversation, but take them through, you know, basically a flow chart of options and stuff. And it's the thing I keep telling people, it's literally like a writing a choose your own adventure novel. If you remember those from back when we were kids, like that's what it's like. You walk people through this choose your own adventure thing. And the execution of it is simple, but the creativity and the things you can do with it are pretty much endless. And we were talking before we started recording, but like the first time I sat down to create the messenger bot experience we have right now, you know, very quickly it's like, oh wow, this is really cool. And then my head starts exploding with ideas that are, you know, some of them are practical and some of them are kind of zany. And it's like, I could spend all day doing this. And so it's one of those times where I'm like, okay, focus, Chad, I just get this thing done. And you know, we got other things we got to do, but so it's a way through your Facebook page's messenger feature to take people on an automated journey, basically.
I love it. So let's talk about how you take them through an automated journey, and I think where people go with that is, so it's like with MailChimp, when you create kind of a sequence of emails, it's similar to that. How is it different than that? How is it similar to that? How would you?
Yeah. So, well, first I should go back to the first way I stumbled upon it was actually, so we do a bunch of Facebook ads, and so I noticed Facebook had a new ad placement, and it was a sponsored message. Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh, we can place ads in people's, in Messenger. Right.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. But as I was exploring it, I was like, oh wait, well, there's some qualifications here. I was thinking I could message anybody and get it in their messenger and, you know, target San Antonio Spurs fans and just message all of them something. Well, it turns out you can only serve them ads in their messenger if they've already interacted with your page's messenger. So I was like, oh, that's interesting. So it became a twofold thing where you would have to do an ad directing people to Messenger page, and then a follow-up ad with a sponsored message in Messenger, which does appear like you and I messaging each other through Messenger. And then that's where I stumbled. And the thing with those sponsored Messenger ads is that they're on a CPM basis. And so for anybody, that's a cost per impression thing, which is kind of a old school way to do it. And I was like, oh, that's kind of weird. So anyways, I came upon ManyChat, which is the platform I used, which is a really popular one right now, because what Facebook did, because they're infinitely smart, as you know, from going to F8, they opened up their Messenger API. And so now all these developers can make Messenger bot services, basically. So ManyChat is just a really easy way. And I mean easy. You don't have to know how to code or do anything. It's an easy way for you to make a bot on your page's messenger platform. So and the key here is that the difference between the ad placement, which is on a CPM basis, whether or not they even open the message, right? So ManyChat is, first of all, it's a freemium thing. So you can do it for free if you want. If you're comfortable with the ManyChat logo in there, or the the lowest tier costing, which we haven't gone above, is $10 a month. Takes away all the branding, gives you some other features. And I was like, sure, that's a no-brainer, $10 a month. And I can send as many of these messages as I want. It's not on a CPM basis. It's unlimited for $10 a month. So yeah, ManyChat is how we made ours. So back to your question of the difference with MailChimp is that you can literally do almost the exact same thing as MailChimp. MailChimp, you make automations. You take people through an email journey. ManyChat, you can do the same thing. They call them automated sequences. But before that, you can take them through a bot experience, which is as soon as they message your page, you customize it however you want. You say, so say it's for the Social Media Church messenger. Hey, welcome to Social Media Church messenger here. This is your bot. Just FYI, by messaging us, you are now subscribing to, I just did air quotes if anybody's listening, you're subscribing to our bot. If you want to unsubscribe, just type the word stop. And once you do that, you got him through all sorts of stuff like, hey, who are you? Are you a fan? So this is ours. Are you a church? Are you a fan? Or are you an organization? If they click on church, it brings up a thing that says, oh, awesome, we love churches. Where are you located? They can click on the U.S., Canada, somewhere else. So you get this workflow, this flow chart of all sorts of stuff you can do. And the thing that makes it fun really comes down to the creativity of just how you write the copy, basically. So you can make it funny. You can make it engaging. You can ask them questions that and serve them gifts up right after they yeah. respond. You can do in MailChimp, you have merge tags where you can pull in their name. You can do the same thing here and refer to them by their first name and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. There's a lot of stuff to do with it. I don't know. I could ramble about all sorts of stuff, but it's really cool.
What I think we're only scratching the surface of what's possible. And I think that's what I, you know, and you pointed me to ManyChat. I poked around for a couple hours last week and I was amazed. I mean, within 15 minutes, I had a messenger bot on my page. It wasn't beautiful. It wasn't perfect, but it was functional, you know, and it worked. So it doesn't have to be something that, you know, you have to hire a full-time developer to create or marketing agency to do for you. It can be something that any organization of any size or even individual can create on their own. So it's pretty interesting what's possible. I signed up for a bot this morning. So we're doing with our team at Dunham just some demos for Poncho. Have you signed up for Poncho? So it's Poncho. And so it's a weather bot, but it's this really fun version and they send you GIFs and other kind of fun animated aspects of it. But it basically was like, where do you want to get the weather from? And it said, find my location or type it in. And so I just let it find my location within the app. It saw them in Manhattan. And so it said, when do you want to get your weather update every day? And so I said, I want to get it at 6 a.m., you know, and they said, would you like an afternoon update on your way home from before your way, you know, commute home from work? And I said, sure. And they're like, what time? You know, and it gave me options. Yeah. And they said, would you like one before you go to bed so you know the weather for tomorrow? And I said, sure. Yeah. And then so basically it's created this custom profile for me. And every day at these certain times, based on my location, who I am, when I want an update, they're able to feed that information to me in a customized way, staying in front of me. So it's just fantastic, you know, what's possible from a customized communication. I'm rambling, but I went yesterday to an event that Flurry Analytics put on around mobile apps, and it was with the New York Times, Bloomberg, and Meetup. And it was fascinating that New York Times and Bloomberg both said, we know we need to figure out messenger bots and we haven't figured it out yet. And so I think we're sitting on a technology that is so early, but it's not so early that it's complicated or expensive. It's early in that the opportunity is wide open for those that jump in earlier. And I think what I've recently heard too is it has the power of the directness of text messages, the automation of something like Infusionsoft or MailChimp, but even more. And it doesn't have to be expensive. You can use, you know, MiniChat, which is free, or pay $10 to get like the Supreme edition. And you could be creating a pretty powerful messenger bot. Anyways, it's unbelievable.
There's a few benefits that I've noticed, and you'll see a lot of people talking about that I want to make sure people understand to the messenger bot. One is like you mentioned, most people still have push notifications turned on for Messenger. So when they get a message from your bot, it essentially is like a text message. It pops up on their screen, and it looks very natural. It resembles a message like you and I messaging each other. So it doesn't feel corporate and all this stuff. Because of the push notification side, if you're comparing it with email, the open rates are insane. It's like, you know, on email, if you've got an automation going, if you get 60, 70% open rates, you're patting yourself on the back. Our first couple of broadcasts we did from CV Outreach, literally it was 100%. Like everyone opened it. And I think a little bit of that has to do with sort of the novelty factor. It's early enough. People are still intrigued by it. But I think it also has to do with the push notifications. Also, it'll probably, you know, kind of taper out at some point. But right now, it's like if you want to get a message in front of people like that, you know, they'll see it. Messenger is a really incredible way to go. And then there are tons of stuff you can do with it. You can guide people through experiences, but you can also eventually direct them off of Messenger onto your website, right? And so it's a workflow that can have a call to action to, you know, your landing page or whatever you want. It's also a way to like kind of pre-qualify who you're talking to before your sales team or your customer service team or your pastoral staff talks to people. And so when they start actually interacting with people, they'll see all of these other questions they already asked first, you know. It's sort of like digital triage. You get this bot to go through, you know, examining the person. And you also, when you're going to finally engage with them, you get whatever the bot had these people qualify. Plus, you can see their profile and you can like literally know who you're talking to. So with email, you can't do that. You just see their email address and you don't really know, but yeah, there's a ton of stuff you can do with this. And I think the cool thing is technologically, it's not super complicated or like futuristic. It's not like augmented reality or something. This is pretty basic, you know, if this, then that, you know, internet stuff. The hard part is figuring out what you want to do with it.
Yep. And I think the way you figure out what you want to do with it is by doing it. And so I my recommendation is don't overthink this. Just start doing it. You're going to make some mistakes, but you're going to learn in the process. Not doing it is the biggest mistake you can make at this point in this opportunity. You mentioned that you're able to see that you had 100% open rates. How are you measuring that? Where do you get those analytics from?
ManyChat will tell you. So you've got the first series I'm talking about, this little workflow thing is called a welcome sequence, right? And so everybody who messages our page gets the same one. But once they message your page and they technically have subscribed to your bot, that's when you can send them unlimited, they call them broadcasts, but in MailChimp world, that would be a campaign, right? Yep. But so the more people that message our page, the more people we can send broadcasts to, and those broadcasts, they'll give you analytics on how many, same as email, how many people opened it, how many people clicked it, what they clicked on, stuff like that. So it's really cool. The one thing about ManyChat that I think is cool as well is you have all of these tools they give you to help you get people subscribing to your bot as well. And some of them are like embeddable widgets for your page to, you know, direct people to message your bot. The one that's been the most novel one that I think you commented on when you're referencing that is I have one called a, I don't know what the name of it is, but it's basically where you can make a Facebook post, tell people to leave a comment, and by leaving the comment, that triggers the bot. Which that has, we've had a lot of people be like, whoa, how'd you do that? What is this? And that's another one that's kind of fun too. And that goes back to the novelty factor. It's like, hey, you know, I'm using Spurs fans cause I know you're a Spurs fan. So like, hey, Spurs fans, who's your favorite player on the team? And you could serve them a different bot experience for each player that somebody, leaves the name of, right? And it's just been some keywords, and you tell ManyChat, hey, if they say Kawhi Leonard, send them this whole thing of Kawhi Leonard highlights, right? If they say, you know, Tim Duncan is still, even though he's retired, send him a whole thing of Tim Duncan stuff. And it's like you can personalize to the nth degree whatever you want to do.
Okay, so let's practice here. You've got me stirred up. Speaking of the Spurs, so I've got a chat bot on my San Antonio Spurs fans Facebook page. You send me a message. I have an auto message set up saying, "Hey Chad, what's your favorite basketball team?" Right. And you reply with,
"I reply with San Antonio Spurs."
You're awesome. You're my hero. Who's your favorite Spur? And then it lists them out. And then so we go down that flow. Is that really, are you really a San Antonio Spurs fan?
I am. Yeah.
Good.
So in this bot, this is what I would do.
Take that, Jay, by the way.
Yeah. If somebody would reply, LA Lakers, I'd reply with some, terrible, like.
Exactly. Conversation over. You're a loser. Don't ever come back to this page.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You can get fun like that, but.
Yes.
No, there's all sorts of stuff. So if we want to be really practical, because we could go down the NBA trail, but for you want to do a church site one? Because I was kind of
let's go through a church idea.
Okay, so if I'm a church and it's like, what do you want to do with this thing? There's also to me, it's like how you engage your congregation or potential visitors. So if you're going to launch a bot on your church page, if it were me, I would do something with the first experience. Assume you don't know anything about them. Say, hey, we're trying to think of a church name. We're First Baptist Church, Manhattan. Is there one of those?
Yeah. I'm sure there is.
We're First Baptist Church, Manhattan. Welcome to our messenger bot. Thank you for subscribing. We would love to learn more about you. First, tell us a little bit about yourself. And then you give them options. Are you a member of our congregation? Are you thinking about visiting? Have you never been to church before? Like three different options.
Yeah.
If they say, yes, I'm a member of your congregation, say, great. We're so glad you're here. How can we help you? Are you looking for ways to volunteer? Are you looking for, the sermon notes from last week? Are you looking for how to tithe online? And then you can keep taking them down that funnel. Meanwhile, if that person had said, no, I'm a visitor, I'm thinking about visiting, you serve them. You say, oh, we're so glad you're thinking about visiting. Do you need help on directions to the church? Are you wondering what it looks like when you show up here? Are you wondering about checking your kids into the kids program? And you take them down that way. And meanwhile, back at the same time, this could be going with tons of people at the same time, right?
Yeah.
If they said, I'm not a Christian or I have questions, you'd say, that's awesome. We'd love to talk to you. If you want to talk to, and at any point, this is what I love too. At any point you can say, if you want to talk to a real person, you know, click here. I want to talk to a real person. You say, great. We're on here 9 to 5 or whatever. We'll get back to you with a real human interaction as soon as we can. Right. Yeah.
Let's pause there. So you did this with me where you, this is interesting. The whole thing doesn't have to be automated. You can jump into the conversation at any point. You did that with me on the CV Outreach, Facebook Messenger bot. How does that work? Is that within Facebook? Is that within ManyChat? How are you doing that?
Well, you can do it on ManyChat. You can have messenger conversations on ManyChat. You don't have to. The thing is, once people start messaging your page, even though it's through the bot, you see it in your pages messenger. So if you're on desktop, looking at your pages messages, you see them there. If you're on, you know, the pages app on your phone, you see them there as well. And I can, you can basically watch people go through the bot experience. And if at any point you want to jump in and, you know, say, you know, Justin Bieber messaged our page and I was like, holy cow, this is Justin Bieber, you know, stop the presses. What do you want, Justin? You know, how can we help you? Yeah. You can do that. Or somebody may stop the interaction with the bot and say something like, you know, this is specifically what I'm looking for. You know, the bot is not an AI at this point. It's not all knowing. It's only doing what you tell it to. So there are limitations. So somebody may say, you know, none of these things apply to me. What I'm looking for is what's Nils' home phone number? You know what I mean? Yeah. You jump in and talk to them.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. I think we're heading down a path where it's like, okay, I get where I can do it and I get where this can get complicated. And I think that's where you just start building. And then as people start responding, you can customize it further. You can adjust it at any point, as you see how people are interacting with it. Are there any mistakes that people make with messenger bots? Is there anything you've seen that you would say, you know what, don't do this? Here's just some things you can avoid to make sure you use this.
Yeah. Bot. I mean, we've made plenty of mistakes, and a few of them have also been from the platform. So like it is relatively new, and you know, even ManyChat I think is still kind of figuring out their end of things, but like it can get a little complicated. So ManyChat, you have a welcome message, you also have a default reply, you also have you don't want to kind of dedupe this thing, and on Facebook itself, your page will give you the option to have an automated reply. Yep. Those are two different things. You don't want to be doing multiple automated replies at the same time. So you just kind of have to check your work, essentially have somebody test it out for you. Which is what we did. We built it and they were like, hey, everybody, if you want to help us test our bot, you know, message our page. And, we were able to kind of do some quality control and see how it's working. But yeah, no, I think the main thing is this is for somebody on your team that is creative in the world of like writing, because essentially this is writing, this is copy, this is walking people through an experience that is text based. It doesn't require high level development, so you get that, find that creative person on your team and really it's like get some note cards out and get a big whiteboard or whatever and start figuring out how you want to take people through these different funnels.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. You know, the one thing I would add to this is keep it short. Keep your messaging short, whether that's a video or a text-based message. Keep it short and keep it personal. I think churches in general sometimes will get too formal in their communication. And I think Facebook especially should be a personal platform and have some personality to it. So get creative in that. Yeah,
you can, you know, I try to put a lot of emojis in there. Yeah, try to make it a fun, you know, writing tone or whatever. You can serve images in there. You can do everything you can in a normal messenger conversation. You can serve GIFs. You can serve photos. You can do some things that make it feel like it's a real person. So like you can send them a message and then tell ManyChat and then wait 30 seconds and then send them another one. And they see the little dot, dot, dot of people like as if somebody's typing. That just gives it an added element of this feels interactive, you know?
Yep. I love it. Well, by the time this podcast releases, we will have a messenger bot on Social Media Church. So go to our page, send us a message and check out our messenger bot there. Chad, how can people connect with you on Messenger or on Facebook or wherever on the internet when they connect with you and CV Outreach?
Yeah. So, I mean, you can find me on Facebook and message me. I don't have a bot personally, but it's a real human that you would interact with. But no, for CV Outreach, CVOutreach.com on Facebook, we're Facebook.com/CVOutreach. And yeah, you can try out our messenger bot as well there if you want. But yeah, the main thing, go to cvoutreach.com, and we'd love to help your church out in whatever way we can.
Cool. Well, thanks for joining us. Everybody go CV Outreach, sign up for it. It's free. It's legitimate. And you're going to reach literally thousands of people with the gospel by partnering with CV Outreach. So we're big fans, and I appreciate, Chad, everything you're doing. And thanks for the insights you shared on today's podcast.
Thanks, Nils.